Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
This week of football, I would say, proves why we watch football. This week was unexpected. It had a lot of ups and downs, and it was really enjoyable. Welcome to the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. I'm Isaac here with my dad, Steven. And week 10 was epic. That's all that's need to be said about it. It was epic. There were a lot of games I was really looking forward to. One in particular that I'll just touch on was the Texans and the Bengals game. That game was just we even talked about it last week of how CJ Stroud has just been going off on the Texans and has just been playing at such an elite level. And this is a game where I really wanted to see, because a lot of times you'll see a rookie like the, a quarterback like this, and you'll think like, oh, they're good in this scenario, but what if they play an actually a high caliber team? And he showed up and he showed out against the Bengals, beating them 30-27. I was really impressed with this kid. He's awesome. He had 356 yards, touchdown and interception, and he plays with such a confidence, and he just leads his team in such a great manner that it's really good to see. Because a lot of times when you have a younger quarterback on a team, the other players won't really listen to him because they don't think he knows what he's talking about. But he takes charge with such a humble way that there's just, you can't help but really want to follow him. And he was leading everyone. He had great chemistry with Noah Brown. Noah Brown had 172 yards. Like, they were going off. Gave me a lot of, it was like Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, but on the other side. And it was just a really entertaining game to watch. And I was really impressed with this kid, because now that he's playing against a really good team, not necessarily a really good team, but a high caliber team, He performed really well. And ultimately, I would not be surprised if I saw the Texans in the playoffs.
I think that you got to put C.J. Stroud in that Rookie of the Year. I would be shocked if he didn't win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
He has been playing just outstanding. I agree. And I think this was a big opportunity for him. I mean, they're 5-4. There's a lot of teams that are way worse. And so for a rookie quarterback to come in and play the way that he has been playing, and, you know, and he's not the number one draft pick, and everybody thinks that this guy should be, I mean, he was number two in a sense, but like, he has really stepped up, and I think he's put a lot on his shoulders and proven why he was drafted and that he can be a leader. And yeah, I mean, we've got quarterbacks all over the league that are still struggling that have been in for several years.
Yeah. And I mean, look at Bryce Young, who was the number one draft pick. He's struggling on the Panthers.
Right. Now, and the Panthers are struggling as a whole team, but him as a quarterback is having a really difficult time. And you look at whether it's Justin Fields for the Bears, whether you look at, you know, here at the Jets, Zach Wilson really does need to step up. The Jets got a really decent team and really good defense. You put somebody like CJ Stroud on that team, I mean, that's a game changer. So,
yeah,
there is the organization, there is the team that you build around, but then there is that raw talent, and CJ Stroud definitely brings that and is really entertaining to watch.
It was very entertaining to watch. Joe Burrow, he still did a pretty good job. He got 347 yards, two interceptions, two touchdowns. But the Texans' defense, now I personally do not really, I think of a lot of teams who have good defenses, and the Texans do not come to mind. And just watching this game, the defense just shut Joe Burrow down. Like, they were really on top of him. They were just blocking Ja'Marr Chase. There wasn't a lot of connections he was able to make, and I was really surprised with how well both sides of the Texans, the offense and the defense, were playing in unison. They were able to get interceptions, and then the offense would come in and they would capitalize.
Well,
on that.
When you lose somebody like J.J. Watt a couple years ago, you know, where the Texans had a really decent defense, and other guys have to step up, and so the Texans are not off the table as far as a team that you have to beat. Now, speaking of the Panthers, we'll just very quickly, briefly go over. Start of the week is Thursday Night Football. We talked about it, that Panthers and Bears, it could be an epic game. This could have been a lot of fun. Like, and it was as bad as everybody imagined that it could have been. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
It was.
That's all we'll kind of say and move on and go from there. You know, you get into Germany game again and mm-hmm. Colts and Patriots. This used to be a highlight game.
It used to be.
Especially
to be
like, years ago where it was, you remember a little bit when you were little, but when you got Peyton Manning, Tom Brady,
yes,
going
were,
at it, Colts, Patriots, like that was just
those
a
were the
classic
days.
Game. And then when you would get into the playoffs, whether it was a championship game or whatever, like those were just, those were the games to watch. This, it was bad.
It was really bad.
The score ended up just being 10-6. Like the whole thing, it was bad. We were just like, mm-hmm. wow. Like
this was
how
the,
far they
I feel
have
bad
just,
for the Germans having to watch that game.
How far they tanked. I know. Like, and the people that have traveled, you spend thousands of dollars to go watch your team in Germany. And it's just, they're, yeah, it was pretty bad. Browns Ravens, man, dive into this.
That was a really good game. I was looking forward to this one. It's a rivalry. Lamar Jackson he's doing pretty well. It was pretty good. I liked it a lot. And they both played at such an elite level that it was really entertaining to watch.
I think that you were hoping for a good game.
Yeah.
And for Baltimore, you were thinking Baltimore was going to win it. They've
100%.
Been doing really good. They're 7-3 and but Cleveland, you really can't write them off. They're kind of like the Texans right now. There's
yeah.
this handful of teams that are just kind of sitting around there that have this kind of sneak attack and can just take you out at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the kind of teams that we might be shocked about making it far into the playoffs.
I mean,
and
yeah.
you could have a random team like that winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could totally be sitting here going like, wow, the Texans just won the Super Bowl, or wow, the Browns just won the Super Bowl. Like, it could
it's
happen.
It's crazy
it
how
could
that could
happen.
Happen, yeah.
But for the Browns to come in and take down the Ravens, it was a close game, 33-31. Deshaun Watson, I'm pretty impressed with him. Just the fact that he's been coming in and he's been stepping up
mm-hmm.
and growing
he's
as
had
a quarterback.
Crazy career in and of itself.
It is. And it's very interesting, but he's definitely has stepped up and is doing a really good job.
Speaking of underdog teams that we have that are like in this kind of just like in between spot, I would like to highlight the Lions. The Lions have been playing at such an elite level. Now, where we are in Chicago, I don't know how we didn't get this game, but we didn't get to watch the Lions and Chargers game, so I just had to look up highlights, but it was crazy. Like, Jared was going off. He had 333 yards and 2 touchdowns. And obviously, I love the Chargers. I love Justin Herbert. I was kind of hoping for him to win, but I wouldn't really be mad whoever won. And just seeing Jared Goff play at this level, I was like, because remember that one year where the Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff switched, and that honestly has kind of cemented in my mind of where I placed the Lions as just this kind of like bottom of the barrel team. But they are really good right now, and they have been playing at such like an elite level this whole year.
You might hear us talking about the Lions winning the Super Bowl.
Yes,
that legit. You could just be like, wait, what just happened right now? They're kind of, I think even about these other teams that are sneaking around and hanging around here, the Lions, I mean, they're 7-2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the top tier of the teams right now. But yet you still don't really realize that or think about that. They're kind of that really that underdog team that's just kind
100%.
Of sneaking behind you that, no pun intended, you're going to get mauled at any point in time.
Yes. I think they're going to take the division.
What,
I think they will.
Oh, for sure. What's
yeah.
crazy to me, and there's a handful of guys that we can walk around the league right now and say, but I'm just going to highlight since we're talking about the Lions and the Chargers game, is it's just so funny to me when a receiver is doing so good in a game. Like, St. Brown had 156 yards receiving. But then
mm-hmm.
also on the flip side, Keenan Allen had 175 yards, which is fantastic for both of them.
Yes.
Both quarterbacks were on fire. Both receivers were on fire. But it's always just so funny to me that I wouldn't you think, like, halfway through the game, when a particular receiver is just constantly burning you, to me, take them out of the game. Not as far as, like, in a mean way type thing, but, like, defense should – everything, your whole defensive game plan should change to remove that player – from constantly making plays
mm-hmm.
and make somebody else step up. And it's just so funny how that doesn't happen. Maybe that
yeah.
is even the thinking, like, hey, we got to get Keenan Allen out of this. But he's just so on fire and he's so locked in that you just perform. And it's just for two receivers to do that. Those are high, you know, games at 156 yards, 175 yards, two different receivers, two different teams. It's pretty impressive. But on a defensive side, I'm sitting here going like, all right, why are we not like double teaming this guy or triple teaming this guy and making the next guy, make Jared Goff have to throw it to somebody else to step up and lead? Is just wild to me.
That is kind of wild because the thing that's also weird is we've seen it time and time again. There have been so many different quarterback and receiver combinations that you see every game and you see how they play. And like, if I was the coach, I would be watching and seeing and analyzing that and being like, okay, we need to shut down Ja'Marr Chase or whoever it is. And it still doesn't happen. Like, obviously there are times where that player could get just not at the top of his game or whatever, but there are just, in my mind, that would be just the smarter way to go, even if you're playing the game and at halftime, Keenan Allen has 156 yards or whatever he had, and you're just like, okay, let's shut this guy down, like you said, and make someone else step up, because then you're going to have to cause the other players to have to step up.
Yeah, no, again, maybe it's just the guys are so locked in and the receivers are so locked into that game that it doesn't matter what you do, and they're just going to outperform you. We'll flip to another game, same type of thing that was drastic difference, though. Cowboys and Giants, where you think it's going to be a classic game, classic rivalry. Dak Prescott was on fire, just totally dominated.
He was.
Brandon Cooks, 173 yards. They couldn't stop him, and you could be like, who's Brandon Cooks? He's a guy that's kind of jumped around, really good receiver in my mind. And he's actually helped me win fantasy leagues. But he's jumped around to different teams. But he's one of those guys that, he stepped up and just totally dominated. And, you know, maybe the Giants came in and going, you know, hey, we're going to totally take out CeeDee Lamb. But that didn't even happen. CeeDee Lamb, 151 yards. These guys were just unstoppable. The Giants just got literally walked all over. And again, here's the problem, though, with the Cowboys. Good weeks, bad weeks. Can you be consistent?
100%, yeah.
The Giants, though, are obviously a struggling team. Daniel Jones is out. You're running. Saquon Barkley's not doing great. Just the whole thing. I mean, they're 2-8 right now.
Yeah.
Are they the worst team? I don't know. I think you can think of worse teams.
They're probably,
but then you watch this game and you're like, wow, they're pretty bad.
Yes, and I think we could say that for a lot of different teams in the league right now. There are just these teams that, like, there's a lot of teams that are rising up and kind of just in the middle, and then there's some that you're just like, yeah, these are kind of, not to say hopeless, but just not there for me. The last game I personally want to highlight that I think you were trying to skip here was the Broncos and the Bills game. This one was crazy. I think Russell is back. Russell is officially back, in my opinion, because he was, like, I honestly was going into this, I was really excited for this game because I'm like, fundamentally, like, obviously Russell had a horrible year last year, and even the start of this year was not very good. But I'm like, when you really think about it, you have a Super Bowl winning quarterback, Russell Wilson, and a Super Bowl winning coach, Sean Payton. This should be like a really good team fundamentally. And going into this, it proved all that right. Russell had two touchdowns, 193 yards. He was shutting them down. And like I said about the Texans not having a great defense, that's also where I kind of put the Broncos. They had Von Miller for a while, and that's when I kind of put them as just this like high caliber defense. Now that he was actually on the Bills and coming back to Denver, that was pretty cool. But I just didn't really think of Denver having a great defense either. But Josh Allen was struggling. He only had 177 yards, one touchdown and two interceptions. And it was really crazy to see.
I had it written down to talk about it. I wasn't going to totally skip over it.
Okay,
here.
Okay.
Yes, I want Buffalo. Buffalo is 5-5. Buffalo was so dominant last year, and I don't really know what's happening this year. Josh is struggling. The whole team is struggling. You look at it and go like, man, I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs right now. But then in the one sense, you almost don't want them to make the playoffs. They probably will.
They probably
but
will,
you're,
yeah.
Are you going to make it far? Because you can't be playing this type of football against some of these teams the way that they're playing right now. So I wanted Buffalo to win, obviously. But I wanted a really good game, especially for a Monday night. And I really, really wanted Russell to do well. And that's exactly what happened. And I'm not disappointed at all that they took the win. It was crazy how they ended up winning. And just the end of the game and penalties and missed field goals and all this stuff. But Russell Wilson was very entertaining. And I sat there just like, wow. Like, there were just glimpses of old Russell Wilson. I know you talked about his yardage. It wasn't even like a ton of yards, but he was 24 of 29. And he only had 5 incompletions. It was crazy the plays that he was making. The stuff that he was getting out of.
Yeah,
the
he was
pressures
running.
That he was getting out of. Like, he was all, like I said, it was like just classic Russell Wilson and just pinpoint accuracy that won this game. Now, on the flip side, Buffalo had 4 turnovers. When you have that type of turnovers in a game, you really, one, don't deserve to win, and two, it's a really hard game to win. The fact that Buffalo only lost by 2 doesn't really say a whole lot for Denver in the sense of, like, Buffalo was right there that entire time, and you take away one of those turnovers, Buffalo wins. You take away all of them, so if Buffalo is able to clean up those type of things, they're definitely going to be a force to reckon with. But yeah, I'm a Russell fan.
Yeah, honestly, me too. Like, I'm very happy that Russell's getting back into this. I've always, even when he went to the Broncos, I was always kind of hoping he was going to get back into how he was on the Seahawks. And now just seeing this kind of a glimpse into the past and just seeing how he's back. He's back.
Yeah, it's going to be good to see, can they climb
the rankings?
I mean, they're 4-5. There's so many teams, though, right now that are kind of, like I said, hovering around. So
the 4 and
what do you
five
think here? Like,
fours.
As far as right now, people, what they're saying, you know, the power rankings and who's best teams in the league. Right now, everybody's got the Eagles as number one. Agree? Don't disagree? I mean, they're 8-1, but obviously they had a bye week and whatnot. But, like, I think this next week is going to really be a big
game. The next
week
is going to be a really big game.
To see where you're really at. Chiefs, Eagles.
Super Bowl 57 rematch.
Who's
going
to really be on top? I really want the Eagles to just walk all over the Chiefs. I want to see them just on national primetime game, Chiefs put down in their place to go, hey, you're a great team, and you're a top tier. But we can come in and we can show you. I want a good game, but
that's
I want
true.
The Eagles to win on that. But number two, we got 49ers, then the Chiefs, Lions. A lot of people got the Lions in that top four. I mean, you're a top five team right now. Like, that's really good. Ravens. Now, a lot of those are based on, obviously, your winning record. And then you got Dolphins, Jaguars, Cowboys, Browns, Seahawks, Steelers, Vikings, Texans, Bengals, Colts, Bills, Chargers. All of them, they'll right around, you know, that 6-3 and that 5-4 or 5-5. There's just a ton of teams that are, it's a little bit of a weird year in a sense.
It is a weird year.
You've got a few teams that are like your top guys. And then there's just a whole ton, and halfway through the season, a little bit more, like, it's anybody's season at this point.
Realistically, yes.
Anything can happen. I mean, right now, if you sit there and just go like, okay, we're, you know, going into week 11 and we're just 0-0 as far as records, anybody can make the playoffs at this point, because even your top teams can still tank and miss the play. I mean, it's literally at this point anybody's season. Relatively.
Yes.
I mean, the Panthers, the Patriots, the Cardinals, the Giants, the Bears.
Panthers are going to come back.
They're not getting into the playoffs at all.
Yeah.
Those guys are for sure eliminated, but this whole pile of guys that are 5-4,
especially
4-5, and 6-3, somebody's going to totally just dominate.
That's very possible, especially in the wild card kind of area. There are a lot of teams that really can play. A team that actually I've been really impressed with watching just their games and stuff, and they have a decent record, is the Jaguars. I remember the year where the Jaguars actually did make it to the playoffs, and then after that, they kind of just have been in this like losing streak, just trying different quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, he actually is, he's pretty good. I would say he's underrated, especially just leading his whole team together. They are actually a really powerful force, and I've watched some of their games. And they just play with this energy that I don't see from any other team. It's really cool to see.
I think you can't talk. Don't go and look up highlights from this week, because they got blown out of the water by the 49ers, 34-3. But yes, I do agree with you.
Yeah.
The 49ers are 6-3. Jacksonville's 6-3. I mean,
exactly.
They're right around there where you're like, again, they're some of those sleeper teams that you don't know. And I agree with you. I think that they have stepped up and done good. You know, the Colts, New Orleans, still, they're all sitting there 5-5. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of them.
I'm hoping New Orleans,
but anybody's game. You know, the Jets right now, 4-5. The Jets really are, like, they're on that fine edge of, there's talk, can Aaron Rodgers come back? Is he coming back for the playoffs? But that means they would have to make the playoffs. There's been rumors that he can come back before the playoffs. Does that mean that they would make the playoffs? I think that they can, and I think that if he does come back,
they can make the playoffs.
They will be a team that definitely has a shot. I don't see them winning the Super Bowl. I don't see them going far into the playoffs this year for sure. If Aaron comes back, this is only if Aaron comes back, but I think that these next couple games are very key for them. If they can win the next couple games, then sure, you have a shot. But if you're going to start being 4-7, 4-8, that's really not going to happen. And I don't know. And though they're hard when you lose your star quarterbacks, you know, like we've talked about, and, you know, can you step up and do it? But it's Bills and Jets this next week.
Yeah.
Again, stranger things have happened. But if the Bills need to get their game plan back together and hopefully pull out a win, these next weeks, that, you know, we talked about the Chiefs-Eagles happening.
Yes.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Another Monday night. It's going to be
game
great.
I'm excited for is the Bengals and Ravens. It's just a classic rivalry. It is going to be a very fun game.
Agreed. And that's Thursday night. That's starting off our week.
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be really good. Yeah. Order the pizza. Sit down, watch. It's just going to be a lot of fun watching the two quarterbacks go, the two teams. I think it's going to be, I don't want to say probably super high scoring. I think it'll be an average, just good game because they both got decent defenses. But it totally could just be a shootout between these guys. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch for sure.
I think it will be too. And it'll just be, I love watching Lamar Jackson play. And I love watching Joe Burrow play. They're both really good players. And seeing them clash, we've seen it how many times over the weeks or over the years. And it's just, it's always been entertaining.
Yeah. So I'm going to be looking forward to that game.
Me too.
We start the week and we end the week, I think, with some of the best football. You got Bengals and Ravens starting things off. And then you got the Chiefs and Eagles
on Monday night. Yeah.
This is just going to be a epic week of football that you can't take your eyes off of. If you do miss any of it, we'll be here to break it all down and get you all caught up. So like us and follow us wherever you get your podcast. You can send us an email anytime, gridiron@gmail.com. And we will talk and dive into things next week.
See ya.